Just a week ago, we saw street takeover situations happen in several communities here in Connecticut. It's not new news, unfortunately. We are seeing more and more street takeovers happen really in the last year and a half to 2 years. And I have to say, when we had the legislative session this past year, wrapped up in May, I was really surprised that I wasn't surprised it was made a priority, but that we passed legislation so quickly. A lot of times when you see problems pop up, especially when the overarching theme in Connecticut is we're a really safe state, we really don't have a lot of crime. I was personally surprised that we passed any legislation that is to stop these street takeovers and to really better equip our police to be able to handle them. So that's the good news, is it's definitely on the minds of lawmakers on both sides of the aisle. To me, sort of the downside is we're still seeing the problem pop up, and we're still leaving residents to be very vulnerable, and we're still kind of allowing these criminals to conduct mayhem in our streets. So what could be done in the near future? What needs to improve with the current legislation? Where did we miss the mark? Joining us now is State Senator Paul Ciccarella. And I know we've talked to Senator Ciccarella on the show before. He has actually served in the field of law enforcement and has been a corrections officer with the Connecticut Department of Corrections, and has also been very involved with the General Law and Public Safety and Security Committees. In fact, he is the leading Republican, I believe, still with these committees, and joins us now for more. Senator Ciccarella, welcome back.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
Let's talk about the most recent street takeovers that happened right here in our listening area, including in North Haven this past weekend. Where do you feel Connecticut missed the mark? We could have been in a better place to handle these situations if the laws allowed us to, just in this most recent example of last weekend.
Well, I think it's a combination of a couple of things. One, the legislation did not pass that was proposed to address the street takeovers, which would hold people accountable, punish them for participating in these street takeovers in a couple of different ways. One, with a financial penalty. Two, with a suspended license, as each time they would get caught participating. First time, it would be a smaller fine and a shorter duration of a suspended license. Second time, it would be a bigger fine. And, a longer duration of suspended license. But unfortunately, that didn't pass.
You mean that section of the bill didn't pass?
Yes.
Okay.
So we have a couple of bills that were addressing street takeovers. But 5413 did not pass. It did not get called in the Senate.
Okay.
The House didn't get called in the Senate.
That's crazy. Okay, so let me back up a second. So there were several bills surrounding street takeovers, you're saying, but there were some that didn't even get called up for a vote.
Yes.
Wow.
Exactly. Yep.
What did pass then,
yes,
just to reiterate for people?
So there was a task force put together to address really trying to figure out where these things are going to be happening by using intelligence, using police officers from certain departments, partnering with state police, even federal police, and federal assets were utilized. There was one street takeover in North Haven last year, beginning of the summer, and the FBI was involved, and they were able to monitor social media. They actually deterred them from going somewhere else because they knew they were going there. They locked down the area, and they ended up in North Haven. And there was a helicopter in the air, and they were using different types of technology to determine who was there, and then go back and make arrests. So it was that legislation that passed last year that allowed them to put together this task force to, again, try to prevent it, and then when it does happen, respond. And it was a partnership, again, between local police, state police, and even federal agencies.
So I'm going to say this, and I don't mean any disrespect, so it just sounds like a check mark. I mean, it is good that we have a task force basically finding these takeovers and tracking them before they can happen, or tracking them so they could shut things down before they escalate. But other than that, it sounds like almost like a, yep, check, we thought it was a priority, so we passed some kind of legislation to say that we've addressed it. But, things like penalties or losing your license, to me, why in the world wasn't that included in a task force bill, for example? To me, why wouldn't we pass something like that? Especially when you talk to police, you have a background in law enforcement. We know that a lot of these street takeovers are not even coming from people in Connecticut. These are people who could even be from other states, and even people from other parts of the state who are bringing it into, you know, other towns and cities so that they're kind of undetected. I'm surprised that we wouldn't do that. I don't know. That's weird to me.
No, you're 100% correct. It doesn't hit the mark. People are afraid of these street takeovers. I was just looking at an article, and there was a gentleman that got caught up in there, and he's like, you know, you don't know what to do. You see the videos of them jumping on cars and getting violent. There needs to be accountability.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. It was just a way to say we did something to address this problem, but it didn't really address the problem. It's like when you have weeds, you just cut the top of the weed off, it's going to grow back.
Right.
We didn't address it at its root cause. There needs to be consequences for their actions. But even worse, because of other laws, you know, these individuals could just flee away from the police, and the police cannot chase them to even hold them accountable or punish them for the act. So again, we really need to look at this and come to the table together, you know, bipartisan, and solve this problem that we see happening in our suburbs, our cities, everywhere. And it's stopping ambulance and fire trucks from responding to the areas they need to get to help other residents of the state. It's a huge problem. There's damage to parking lots, streets, and you see them driving on grass. It's terrible. And again, the police couldn't even do anything. If they're in motion, the police cannot even chase to stop them. And that's the problem.
We've sort of handcuffed them. Which is interesting because, right, when these things get out of hand, what's funny is one of the first things you'll hear from people is, where were the police, or why didn't we see more of a police presence, or why would police allow this to get so out of hand? When you look at it, you know, one of the biggest problems is because we've really not given police enough rights or even tools to respond properly to something like this, let alone the people who get away, the criminals who get away.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And talk about trying to respond. And again, you know, that task force is really a good idea. So you could get the assets, the manpower, if you will, to respond. Because when there's thousands of vehicles and you have four cruisers respond in a small town, they're outnumbered. There's not much they could do. And unfortunately, with the laws that are in place, the ones that aren't being enforced, these individuals committing these street takeovers and other crimes are empowered to do worse things, get violent. We've seen that numerous times. I think it was Milford and Shelton, where the police were attacked. Things were thrown at the police cars. So if we're not going to hold people accountable, it's only going to continue to get worse.
Right. Exactly. We have Senator Paul Ciccarella here, who represents the 34th District. He is also the leading Republican on the legislature's Public Safety and Security Committees. We're talking about street takeovers. And just before the break, we were saying how we missed the mark. There were actually several bills in this last legislative session that wrapped up in May on better handling this situation, or at least trying to keep it from getting more out of control. There was one bill, for example, that looked at financial penalties, even somebody losing their license if they are caught doing one of these street takeovers. We did have a quick question, Senator Ciccarella, about that during the break. What was the opposition? I know it never came up for a vote. Was it just that we ran out of time? It wasn't made enough of a priority? Or was there true opposition to doing that?
So, you know, unfortunately, we're in the minority up in the building, and the majority gets to put stuff on the calendar. So when the bills came up from the House, you know, the Democrats are able to decide which ones are getting called, and that bill did not get called. So it's a combination of opposition and maybe a lack of time, but there was definitely a good amount of downtime there, and a lot of bills should have really found their way to the floor for a vote. So, you know, the people's voices are heard. You know, there were bills that should have passed or at least came to a vote. And unfortunately, that didn't happen. This was one of them.
That's so weird to me. So we don't actually know really what the opposition was. It was just that we decided to, and when I say we, I mean our state lawmakers, it sounds like the majority, just didn't make it a priority. They just didn't bring it up for a vote. But we don't have like a specific as to what they don't like about that. Because again, it doesn't make sense to me. I mean, when you're talking about people's lives at risk, you're talking about, I mean, I know in the past there have been controversies around, you know, putting people in jail, you know, if they're the youth. And again, with the street takeovers, we are looking at younger people. We're looking at teens. We're looking at people in their young 20s for the most part. So I know in the past there's been controversy about, you know, people being thrown into jail or not. Whatever. But with this, again, we're talking about people who are starting these street takeovers. A lot of the times, if you ask police, it's people who don't even live in Connecticut. So I don't know why we wouldn't vote across both parties. Why wouldn't we be in agreement that we should be fining people for doing this and even taking away their license? We're not even saying throw them in jail. It seems like a no-brainer. I don't know. I'm at a loss.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite frustrating because all too often we see an issue and we don't take action, and that's why we're there. We're there to address issues and solve problems. And one of the most important things we do up there is public safety, and this is a concern of a lot of people that I speak with. I talk to our law enforcement that are concerned about this for many reasons, and I talk to constituents that this could be a very scary thing if you're caught up in it. And more importantly, when they're blocking the roads, and stopping people from getting where they have to go, more importantly, the emergency vehicles, it's a problem that needs to be addressed. Like I said, last summer we had one in Exit 9 area, Universal Drive, very, very busy area. And I talked to police that were stuck in traffic on the highway. They couldn't even get to the area where the takeover was because
that's
the traffic
crazy.
Was over half an hour, 45 minutes. That's a problem.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's just it. So we obviously, I mean, I focus a lot on being stuck in it. I agree with the people who have talked to your constituents, Senator Chicarella, because I have had, I can't tell you how many law enforcement experts I've had on this show. I even have a crime prevention expert who comes on every week. And I have said to him, you tell me what I'm allowed to do. I have a six-year-old. And when we had the street takeover in Milford last year, right near that Stop and Shop, we frequent that Stop and Shop all the time. And I asked point blank, am I allowed to run these people over? And I hate to be that person. Look, I don't want to hurt anybody. But if you're going to tell me that I've got to sit through this and hope and pray and be okay, but also try to walk my six-year-old through, hey, honey, nothing awful is going to happen. It's just a bunch of crazy people who are just kind of putting me at a loss right now. I mean, it's ridiculous. We haven't even equipped people with feeling secure to go out at night because they don't know if a street takeover is going to happen. And you just addressed a huge thing, which is the trickle-down effect. When you're blocking roads and emergency vehicles, fire trucks, police can't get through, what if someone's having a heart attack? What if a fire is happening? I mean, they still have to get through. So there are so many facets of this that we've really ill-equipped people in Connecticut. It's crazy.
No, it is an issue. And, you know, having children in the car, I have two young children, as you said, you know, some of these kids may be younger, and, you know, the last thing you want is anyone to get hurt, especially these kids that are participating in this. But when it gets violent, and again, you said, you know, younger kids, but it's not just younger kids. There's people in their 30s. There's people that come down and from all over New England area, organize these, shoot videos, and they post them online. You could see them. you would get yourself in trouble. A lot of trouble if you felt you were scared and maybe the prosecutor didn't believe that there was enough threat to you and you took off out of fear because you have your six-year-old in the car and God forbid hit one of the kids, you would be in trouble. You would
exactly.
be held accountable.
That's what I said. I was like, wait a minute. At this point, if I hit somebody but they didn't jump on my car yet or if I don't have proof that they were a threat, but I got to put my kid in therapy now for the next 20 years. I got to pay for that, right? No one's going to help me pay for that. I mean, and I feel like my life is at risk. You're still talking about I'm going to have to go to court. I'm going to get in trouble because I hit someone. But why in the world do I have to live in a world where I'm trying to just drive my car on a town or city road or in a parking lot, and I have to sit back and hope and pray that this just ends soon and my car doesn't get ruined and that I don't get hurt and that my kid's not traumatized. That is insane. That's ridiculous that we didn't establish anything to make people feel more confident. And that's what it sounds like your constituents are saying. It's fair. It's totally fair.
Absolutely. That's what they're saying. And I hear their concerns. And as long as I've been up there, there has been very few bills that address the rise in crime or, more importantly, consequences for the actions.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you know, a majority of the bills that are coming out when it comes to public safety, there really isn't an increased penalty for someone doing something wrong, whether it's a street takeover or, again, you know, stealing catalytic converters. Our response as a legislator for stealing catalytic converters is to stop recyclers from taking catalytic converters or making it very challenging for them. And a majority, and I talk to a lot of these recyclers, are doing the right thing. They have checks and balances. They have ways to document who's bringing in the scrap material, whether it's just regular scrap or a catalytic converter. But we didn't go after the individuals cutting them off the cars.
Right.
And, you know.
Not to mention, we only have jurisdiction over what goes on here in Connecticut. So, like, that's great. Shop owners are doing their due diligence. What in the world would stop somebody from just crossing the border into New York, New Jersey, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and selling them there? I mean, that's just it.
That was my argument. Exactly.
That's ridiculous. Like, we only have control over what we do here in Connecticut. So that's great. It's something, but it's certainly not really addressing the problem as a whole. I'm going to take a breath.
Yeah. And again, we proposed and fought. It's a little frustrating. And again, I hear it in your voice and I hear it in my constituents' voices. You know, we had a small company got their catalytic converters stolen 3 times and the insurance company wouldn't cover it after the second time. So it is really frustrating. And again, you know, common sense would be to go after the individuals that are actually doing the crime or enforce stricter penalties.
As like a deterrent
for individuals continuing something, right? There needs to be a deterrent. If not, they're going to continue to do it. And again, as we see with the street takeovers, you know, it went from just, you know, taking over the street. And then now they feel that they could, you know, destroy cruisers and throw fireworks at police cars and fight with the police. And if we don't do something to respond to that, and I'm not saying, you know, lock them up and throw away the key, but we need to stop these kids from doing this because it's also dangerous for those kids.
Correct.
Some of them are kids.
Correct.
If you watch the videos, it's very dangerous.
It's interesting, Senator Chikarella, and I know we've run out of time, but it's that same concept that we say about parents reprimanding their children, right? I mean, I hate to reprimand my son or to punish him or to put him in timeout. I mean, we don't like to do that as parents. I mean, most of us shouldn't like to do that as parents. But why do we do it? So that they don't do it again, so that they know that there are repercussions to their actions, and so that they'll think twice about ever doing it again. And most times, now that I've got a first grader, he'll share with his friends at school, don't do it, trust me. Mom made me do this for a whole weekend, and I couldn't have ice cream. I mean, that is why you put penalties in place. That is why you do what you're talking about. And the fact that and exactly what you said, we're not talking about throwing you in jail, locking you away and throwing away the key. We're talking about financial punishments. We're talking about, you know what, if you're going to put people's lives at risk and you're going to even put yourself at risk, you're not responsible enough to have a driver's license. Let me have it. Give it to me. You're going to have it suspended for a while. This is what we do with our children, right, when they mess up. Why in the world aren't we doing this with grown adults who are causing mayhem in our streets? It makes no sense. It really doesn't. And so I want to thank you, Senator Chikarella, for keeping this top of mind. And I do hope that we see in the next session more legislation come out, because I think if you ask the average Connecticut resident, regardless of their political affiliation, they want more protections in place for themselves. That's what they want. And so we will certainly.
And that's everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's everywhere. Suburbs,
exactly.
Cities. I talk to everyone and they want police presence. They want accountability. They want their streets to be safe so their kids could go and be kids, right? Go enjoy the beautiful weather outside. But there's areas and times have changed where people don't feel safe. When we were young, we would go out and play all day long. Parents don't do that now. I know I don't allow my kids to go out and That's sad. Until it gets dark. And that's unfortunate.
It is. It is. The times are changing, but we definitely appreciate having people like you, Senator Chikorella, not only as a voice for the people and talking about this, but also coming on the show to talk about it. We need to keep this top of mind and definitely continue the conversation. So I appreciate you making yourself available, and I know I'll be talking to you again soon.
Have a great day.
Thanks. Thank you. You too. Senator Chikorella, again, representing the 34th District and also the leading Republican on the Public Safety and Security Committees here on WACC.